Come on, Fred.
What?
Come on, we're in the radio.
What?
Say something.
You play guitar by pressing your fingers down on the strings. By doing this, you change the string's length, causing them to vibrate and make different sounds. Shortening the string makes it sound higher. Lengthening the string makes it sound lower. Different strings make different sounds depending on how thick they are. Of course, sound is just energy made by vibration. When a string vibrates, it disturbs the air particles around it. These disturbed particles bump into other particles close to them, which makes them vibrate too, causing them to bump into even more air particles until they're all disturbed. This movement keeps on going until they run out of energy. If you are close enough to this disturbance, you will hear sound. When the vibration hits our eardrums, a message is sent to the brain, and it interprets it as sound. No one knows why or how the brain decides it's music, though. There are many different types of music. A cappella, ak, arubi, abijani, abijanos, aboriginal rock, abstract hip-hop, abri, acoustic techno-fusion, acid croft, acid house, acid groove, acid rock, acid jazz, acid punk, acid techno, a duck. Adult contemporary music, anti-serious music, African blues, African jazz, Afrobeat.
Fred?
African Cuban jazz, African Cuban rumba, Afro juju, Afro kaya, Afro punk, Afro soul, Afro zonk, Afroma.
Fred?
Aguilada, a hitch air, Alpine, alternative rock, alternative new wave.
Fred, you're boring people.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
But I'm talking about music.
That's the problem.
Everybody likes music.
Yes, but not as much as you.
What should I say then?
Begin at the beginning.
In the beginning? In the beginning. I better stop before the beginning.
Oh, sweetest Jesus.
Before the beginning. I have been told there was a time when neither I nor Alice existed. That seems highly unlikely. But then one foggy Christmas Eve, a great light appeared in the eastern sky, and people from all over the world knew that something monumentous was going to happen. And then lightning ripped the sky in two. And then...
I was born! I'm pretty sure that's not the way it happened because my birth is in June. But I like Fred's way of telling it. I don't remember much about when I was born except that it was a sad time. My father died during childbirth. My mother never talks about it. All she ever said about him was that he was a dramatic man that upstaged her every chance he got. I don't know, I don't remember. Fred remembers being born, don't you, Fred? And by the time he was 1 year old, Fred had completely mastered the English language. But Fred's really modest, so he didn't tell anyone. Fred was so modest, he didn't say anything for a few years. They thought he was dumb.
Dumbass.
Dumbass. They didn't think he could talk until he was 7 or 8 in the convent. It wasn't really a convent, but there were a lot of nuns.
Lot of nuns.
So Fred grew up in the convent because he didn't have parents, only a father. And his father was disappointed at Fred when he was small.
Dumbass.
So he left. So Fred grew up in the convent. And when he was 7 or 8, he started talking. And he was saying all these words that nobody had taught him. And he was saying sentences that they couldn't even understand. So they got scared and called the doctor. And Fred was taken away. Away from his playmates and the people he'd known all his life. The closest thing he had in this world, a family.
I didn't mind.
Fred didn't mind. Then they put him in a home. It wasn't really a home, but Fred always called it a home because that was where he lived. And if you're not living at home, then where are you?
Where the heart is.
Home sweet home.
Home the range.
There's no place like home.
Home alone.
Home and away.
Sweet home Alabama.
No, it was my turn, Fred. I can't think of any more.
Alice's mother said she knew from the look of her that there was something wrong with Alice. Even when Alice was a small baby, she was sad and bewildered, her mother said.
There's nothing wrong with being sad and bewildered. It's a perfectly natural reaction to an ever-changing world.
She said it wasn't natural for a baby to never laugh. There was something amiss, she said.
But Fred said he remembers what it's like to be a baby, and it's a very stressful and depressing time.
Alice's mother's a right bitch.
A right bitch? She's very nice, though. She looks after me.
You can look after yourself.
No, I can't.
I look after you.
Will you, Fred?
I will. Alice didn't go to school. Mother kept her home and minded her. Alice was very friendly, but she didn't want to make friends with poor Alice.
Poor Alice.
Mother taught Alice to read and write, taught her right from wrong, taught her holy God loves her, and she'd probably go to hell. Poor Alice.
Poor Alice. Alice?
Mother's friend came round to visit. They said she was a great woman.
So patient.
A saint. Mother said she was only doing her duty and not to take any mind of Alice. Sorry about Alice. Alice is on the whirly gig. Poor Alice.
Poor Alice. Alice says she's moving out.
Mother says no.
Alice says she's going anyway.
Mother says, remember the kitten. Remember the kitten, Alice.
Poor Alice.
Watch this.
What?
You.
Oh, yeah.
Look before you leap.
17.
Our lives are like a candle in the wind.
31.
God, if I can't have what I want, let me want what I have.
41.
And in the end, it's not the years in your life that counts. It's the life in your years.
65.
Life is like a hot bath. It feels good while you're in, but the longer you stay in it, the more wrinkled you get.
85.
And so on.
7.
We are now finished, Alice.
21.
Game is over.
13.
Not funny anymore.
18.
It was never funny.
15.
It's just annoying now.
18.
Alice.
5.
Stop.
4.
No.
3.
Or.
2.
I.
1. Right.
Said Fred.
Right.
Said Fred.
Right.
Said Fred.
Right.
Said Fred.
Rice. We can't go on like this forever. Rice. I don't want to do this anymore. Please stop. Please, Fred. Rice. Maybe we should have the interval now.
There is no interval.
Said Fred. Fred loves music. It's his whole life. Fred could just sit in his room and listen to music the whole time.
Someone's banging on the door.
Someone's banging on the door. Fred?
Someone's banging on the door.
What's all that noise?
What's all that noise?
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Put your headphones on.
Put your headphones on, Fred.
I'm putting them on.
Fred tried to tell his music teacher that music was subjective. The music teacher told Fred that he hadn't a note in his head. Fred said that all the notes are in his head and that might be the problem. If Fred had his way, he would talk about nothing but music. But they taught him that if he wanted to get along, he'd have to talk about other things and take an interest in other things. For a long time, Fred decided that he didn't want to get along. But he came round, didn't you, Fred? Well, most of the time anyway. Remember how we met Fred? Do you want to tell it? I'll tell it. We met in the home, the one I went to when I was on the whirligigger when my mother needed a break for me. We were lucky that we ever met, because on the day I started, they were threatening to throw Fred out of the home because of the incident. They only let him stay because he'd been there so long and he'd no place else to go. Fred was an institution within an institution. I don't mean to be mysterious, but we never talk about the incident.
I burnt the kitchen down.
Fred burnt the kitchen down.
I told him it was an accident.
You weren't allowed in the kitchen.
They told me to take an interest in other things.
But not at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm a great cook.
You're a terrible cook, Fred. And you burned the kitchen down.
Plenty of people burn their kitchens down.
Yes, but they don't laugh when it happens.
I burnt the dinner.
Okay, but you shouldn't have told them you were a terrorist.
I never said that.
Yes, you did. You said it was an act of culinary terrorism.
Culinary terrorism.
Fred loves words, but he doesn't show off. When Fred learns a new word, he just wraps it up and stores it away. Then sometimes if you ask him, or if you're stuck, Fred will bring it out and unwrap it and say it for you.
Discombobulation.
But most of the time, he is happy just to know where it is stored.
Superfluous.
Fred says that without words, we would have nothing to talk about, which is probably true when you think about it. He also says that without words, we wouldn't even be able to think.
Cerebral.
I'm not sure about that.
Chronological.
Fred loves words, but they don't love him.
Asparagus.
Now picture this.
Sarcophagus.
Hang on! An example is worth 1,000 pictures. What's this word, Fred? U-R-I-N-E.
Urine.
Is it, though?
Urine.
Maybe it's urine.
You're in. You're right. You're in. You're right. You're in. You're right. You're in. You're right. You're in.
you're right. You're in, 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 you're right.
Sometimes if he finds a word he likes or if he thinks of two different ways of saying a word, he gets stuck. I thought it was really funny the first time I saw him doing it. Then one night I tried it just for fun. Beep. I said the word beep over and over again, and after a couple of minutes I thought I was going to lose my mind, so I stopped. I've seen Fred doing it for hours. It scares me. It's all piss, Fred. He's still doing it in his head. When he does the word thing, it's mostly in his head. He was only doing it out loud for our benefit, weren't you, Fred? He could answer if he wanted to, but he is being belligerent.
I'm still doing it in my head. It's okay. It's like having a radio on in the background. Sort of. It'll work away and run its course. When I finish with urine, urine, I'll have to go beep for a while. Thanks, Alice. Once I start with a word, I can't stop until it's finished. It's like having a job to do, and I'm employed. But no, that's all right. It's more like I have to keep going until I get it right, until it's right. I love words. And that confuses them. I love music, you see, and I love words. But they said I should only love one thing so I can fit neatly into one of their little boxes. What a pox in the box!
A pox in their box! A pox in their box! A pox in their box! A pox in their box!
What they don't understand is that I do only love one thing. What they couldn't understand is that words are music. And sometimes the record is scratched or there's a digital glitch. It's usually okay. I haven't had a bad one for a long time. And they said it wouldn't kill me either. Not even the bad one. Which is true, I think. He told me I wouldn't lose my mind either. Sometimes when I'm stuck, I can feel it slipping away. It starts with me repeating and repeating, and once I built it into a mantra, my control begins to slip away and it becomes its own thing. We are coexisting now, and it's a delicate thing, like a bubble. And I think I could make a big effort, even at this stage, and stop. Burst the bubble. But I don't want to. Then the man begins to take over. And I begin to recede. Now I can feel the hairs on the back of my neck begin to stand up. And it's getting cold in the room. And it's in the room with me now. I can feel the power of its presence. That is scary, but it's exciting as well. And I can feel the mantra. But it doesn't feel like it's coming from me anymore. It's its own thing now, and I can't stop it. From the corner of my eyes, I see the world begin to blur. The mantra goes on, and I feel like I've been dragged to the top of the world's tallest roller coaster.
When I was 18, I started going to the home where Fred lived. I was sitting in the middle of the corridor, crying my eyes out because I'd spilt a glass of milk all over myself. I now realise that that was a disproportionate reaction to a minor accident. But at the time, I was in crisis. Then Fred came walking down the hall, and it was the first time he spoke to me, and I'll never forget it. He stood looking down at me, and he said, and I'll never forget what he said. He said,
"Get up.
Get up," he said.
"Get up."
So I did. And that was that. Love at first sight. Well, for me anyway, Fred didn't talk to me again for years. That was okay because I cope with rejection really well. Then eventually Fred got used to me. And it was love at first sight for him too, wasn't it, Fred?
Suppose.
I always want to be friends with everybody, but not everybody wants to be friends with me. Fred's got the opposite problem. He doesn't want to be friends with anybody.
That's not true.
That's not true. Mm. Fred's got a whole community of music friends that he talks to on the internet, but he doesn't like any of them.
That is true.
That is true. Fred was unusual, and not just for obvious reasons. Fred stayed at the home all the time, not like me or most people. I just came in the morning and went home in the evenings. The only times I stayed was when I was having one of my turns or when my mother needed a break from me. The only ones that stayed in the homes are the quiet ones that slept or stared most of the time. Ooh, Fred wasn't like them. I asked the nurse why Fred was there when he wasn't like the others, and she said that Fred had spent so long in care that now he was institutionalised and there was no place else for him to go. They had tried training Fred in a load of jobs, but Fred wouldn't do them. Fred doesn't work well with others.
Or by myself.
Or by himself. I used to see Fred every day. We sat in a circle and talked to the doctors in the morning. Fred was there, but he never said anything. I used to talk a lot about anything, really, until they said it was time to give someone else a go. I asked if I could have Fred's time as well, but they said I couldn't, which was very unfair, I thought. I mean, Fred wouldn't have minded. He told me so when he started talking. Oh, Fred had stopped talking. When it was lunchtime, he ate in silence. And when it was fine and some of us went out to play basketball, he watched in silence. And when we watched TV, he watched in silence. He was like the opposite of me. This was during the years before we were going out, before Fred knew I was alive, though he told me afterwards that he knew all right. The thing about Fred was that he refused to accept his diagnosis. They tried to tell him what was wrong with him, but he wouldn't listen. Maybe Fred's delusional, because Fred says there is nothing wrong with him. Fred says give a dog a bad name and he'll bark all night, and he isn't going to bark for anyone. Fred says that he's Fred and I'm Alice, and anyone that says we are anything else can go fuck themselves.
Go fuck yourselves.
Go fuck yourselves. Oh, I shouldn't use language like that. Fred says I should use any language I feel like using. I love Fred. So, all this time I'm watching Fred, and he hasn't said a word to anyone for years, and I notice that he has a tennis racket that he carries everywhere with him. Only he doesn't carry it around like a normal person or even like a person. He's got it on a strap, and he carries it on his back. Now, this strikes me as being a bit odd, because Fred doesn't play any sports, and we don't have a tennis court. We've table tennis? No, that wouldn't work! One time I pretended to have one of my turns so I could stay in the home for a couple of extra days, and I peeked into Fred's room and he was sitting on the bed with his earphones on, and he had the music turned up really loud because I could thinly hear it from the doorway, and he was playing along in his tennis racket like it was a guitar, and it was beautiful. That's what Fred did every single night in his room. As soon as I could, I got a racket of my own and I went along to Fred's room and I sat in the chair opposite and I started to play as well. And Fred sat watching me for a long time. And then out of the blue, he started talking again. He said,
"You're doing it wrong."
Then Fred took off his headphones and gave me half so I could hear the music properly. It was really romantic. Then Fred started to show me how to play properly, and from then on, we practiced every spare moment. Notes in his head and not be able to play a single one, but that wasn't going to stop him having a music career. After that, me and Fred were really close. Sometimes we'd even finish each other's
sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Unless they're ham.
Oh, Fred doesn't like ham.
Fucking pigs.
Pig in a poke.
Pig in a blanket.
Pig in a space.
Pigs and shit.
Pigs and fly.
Pigs in space.
Damn it! The doctors were delighted that Fred was talking again, and they said it was all thanks to me. They said I was good for Fred, that I brought him out of himself, but he was good for me too. He pushed me back into myself a bit. I mean, sometimes when we were playing, I almost stopped thinking. Soon I realised that it wasn't a tennis racket that Fred played, it was
a James Gazette Deluxe Steelcaster, rated the third coolest guitar in the world by MusicRadar.com.
Rated number one by Fred. 3 weeks later, we played Wembley. The concert is a sellout and the stadium is heaving and Fred has a chair wedged under the door handle in case we're interrupted. I've never seen such a crowd and I'm not sure I can go out there. Fred is coping better than me.
Hello, Wembley! I love words, I love music, I love you, Wembley!
And Wembley loves Fred and 90,000 people scream his name.
Fred! Fred!
My stomach is churning Fred. And I'm burping butterflies. Fred warned me about stage fright.
Fred.
He said the body can think it's Fred. Under threat and have a fight or flight Fred. Response.
Fight or flight, here's a little song for everyone out there.
And I desperately don't want to run for the hills or beat someone to death with my guitar.
Live fast and die young, all we need is love.
Fred. My pressure is elevated as my Fred. Body primes itself for action. Fred. Heat builds up in my vital organs Fred. And my face turns bright red.
Fight or flight, flight or fight.
Fred. Muscles contract throughout my body and Fred. Begin to tremble. My vocal cords are stretched and my voice tightens.
We love you, Wembley!
And now they're screaming my name as well.
Alice. 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 Alice.
Fred.
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 Alice. Fred.
Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred.
Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred.
Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred.
Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred.
Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred. Fred.
Your mother's banging on the door.
Why is my mother banging on the door, Fred?
Your mother's a bitch and she's banging on the door.
My mother is a bitch and she's banging on the door.
Your mother's a bitch and she's banging on the door.
She wants to know what we were doing with the door locked. But it's kind of hard to explain.
So we don't say anything.
Mother decided God was wrong and now I'm on the pill.
No mistakes now, Alice.
No mistakes.
Remember the kitten, Alice.
Remember the kitten. It's only a matter of keeping count and I'm really good at that.
Except for the time you took them all at once.
Except for the time I took them all at once. I wanted to see what would happen.
What happened?
I had morning sickness.
And afternoon sickness.
And evening sickness.
And nighttime sickness.
I took them properly after that. Fred was invited to my house for dinner.
No thanks.
He had to come anyway. And he was on his best behaviour. Fred did not say one word the whole time he was there. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
Alice's mother talks a lot.
She does. My mother asked Fred if he was institutionalized. Fred thought about it for a long time. And then when he got back to the home, he went straight upstairs and packed everything he owned into one suitcase. Then he came downstairs and he took me by the hand. We walked out the door, down the path, out through the gates. I don't think Fred ever went that far on his own before. We walked down the street until we came to a crossroads. Then Fred stopped. We stood there for a long time, holding hands, watching the traffic go past, watching it get darker and darker. But you didn't give up, did you, Fred? Fred marched back to the home and announced to everyone.
We're moving in together.
They said we couldn't, but then after a while they said we could. If my mother agreed.
Alice's mother had to sign a lot of forms, but she had to read them first. Alice's mother is a really slow reader.
I read them faster than her, and they said...
They said...
They said we could get our own home and live a life of complete and utter freedom! With the following provisions. Number one, someone from the home would visit once a month to say hello and talk about the weather.
Objection.
Overruled. Number two, we have to have this button that when you push it, it starts ringing loads of people.
Objection.
Overruled. Number three. My mother comes to visit twice a week and stays as long as she wants.
Objection.
Overruled. Number four. Fred had to do a training course to learn how to make wicker baskets.
Objection. Objection. Objection.
Overruled. 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 Who's going to make the wicker baskets, Fred? They wouldn't ask you to do it if it wasn't important. All those little bits of wicker lying around the place. Someone has to make wicker baskets out of them. It turned out that Fred was really good at making wicker baskets.
There is no such thing as wicker. We made baskets out of willow. They should be called willow baskets. Most people are bad at making them, but it is easy. There are many different types of wicker basket. The Asian fishing basket, the Boston bread basket, the Cantonese weaving basket, the Danish...
You don't have to explain, Fred. Fred brought home the first ever wicker basket that he made. We keep it on the mantelpiece.
Alice's mother finished reading the forms, but she hasn't signed them yet. Alice's mother writes very slowly.
I write faster than her.
You never write.
Yes, I do.
What do you write?
I wrote you a Christmas card last year.
Dear Fred, happy Xmas, Alice.
And I wrote you a Valentine's card.
Dear Fred, happy Valentine's, Alice.
I'm working on your birthday card.
My birthday's months away.
Waiting. One, two, three. Waiting. One, two, three, four. Happy birthday, Fred. Waiting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, another Christmas. Waiting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, another Valentine's. Waiting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I'm always counting. I like it. They told me it was an immature coping strategy, but I think an immature coping strategy is better than no coping strategy. Anyway, it's more than just a coping strategy. I really like counting. I love it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and onto the forever and ever. I used to think if you could count fast enough or in the right way, you could catch it out. I like threes. It's amazing that no matter what the number, it could be close to the start or close to the forever, but it will always be only one or two away from being divisible by three. I'm perfectly aware that every number is at most only one away from being divisible by two, but two is a boring number. Three is more friendly. It's more right. And if you count in threes, you get there three times as fast. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21. And so on to the forever. Better still, you could leave out all the threes altogether. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 40. It may not seem fast at first, but you have to think big. Imagine counting to 4 trillion. 2, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 8, 10, 11, 14, 16, 17, 19, 20, 22, 25, 26, 28, 29, 40. Now the phone really starts if you take all the numbers you're left with and divide them into groups of three, like 1, 2, 4 is one group, 5, 7, 8 is the next one, then 10, 11, 14 and so on. Then all you have to do is add the single digits within each group, and if the total comes to a 3 or to a multiple of 3, then you have to leave out all the numbers in that group. So it's like 1 plus 2 plus 4 equals 7, and that's okay. 5 plus 7 plus 8 equals 20, and that's okay. 10 plus 11 plus 14 is 1 plus 0 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 4 is fine because they add up to 8. 16 plus 17 plus 19 is 1 plus 6 plus 1 plus 7 plus 1 plus 9 equals 25. Thumbs up. 20 plus 22 plus 25 is 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 5 equals 13. Oops, that won't do. So now we have to leave out all the numbers in that group. So now you're left at 1, 2, 4, 5, 7, 8, 10, 11, 14, 16, 17, 19, 26, 28, 29, 40.
Alice has been on the whirly geek for a while now. No, that's wrong. Alice has been in Wonderland for a while now. She's extra happy and extra excited about everything. But Wonderland only lasts for so long. Then it's time for Alice 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. She says it's like being in a glass coffin 20,000 leagues under the sea. She can see out, but all the pressure of that water keeps her pinned down. She says that one day the glass will crack and shatter. And that will be the end of Alice.
I had the dream again.
Alice had the dream again. It's like having a near-death experience. Alice is up high, looking out through a small window like an airplane window. She's looking down on herself lying on a bed. I'm there and Alice's mother's there as well. Alice's mother is wearing the dress with the red flowers that she always wears when she has to go somewhere she doesn't want to. And there are doctors there as well. The ones from the telly that are usually really funny, but now they're all acting really serious. Alice is looking down on this from her little window that's too small for her to fit through. Out of the corner of her left eye, she can see the blackness that goes on forever and ever. She wants to call out to us, but when she opens her mouth, no sound comes out. Out of the corner of her right eye, she can see blackness and blackness. Now she's getting scared, and she's the feeling that there is something behind her. Down in the room, we're all being really quiet. The feeling that there's something behind her gets too much for Alice, and Alice glances back over her shoulder. But all there is blackness. When she looks back, the window is gone, and all there is blackness. Ever. better go.
I just want to sit here for a while.
We should go now.
I just want to sit here.
Okay.
You look after me, Fred. Won't you?
Okay.
I remember the kitten. The scraggy wee shit, his soft paws scraping like mad. I never wanted a kitten. I never asked for a kitten. My mother said she was trying to teach me responsibility. Fred said she was trying to teach me the opposite, that I could never be responsible. I don't know. I love my mother, I love Fred. I never wanted a kitten. I was only young then, younger anyway, and I never asked for a kitten. I got home one day and there it was in a box looking out at me. My mother said it was mine and I had to look after it. It had evil eyes and scratchy nails and I didn't want to go near it. She said I had to feed it, but I said I wouldn't. She said she wasn't going to either. And the poor thing was going to starve to death if I didn't feed it. My mother had bought the kitten food and said all I had to do was open the bag and pour it in the bowl. But I couldn't do it. I never asked for a kitten. After a couple of days, it was crying constantly. It had learned to climb out of the box and it followed me around whenever it saw me and it never stopped crying. Mewling and mewling and mewling and mewling and mewling and mewling and mewling. And it was cruel to let the thing starve to death. So one day I filled a bucket full of water and I threw it in. It splashed around for a bit, then it climbed back out and flopped onto the ground. I didn't know they could swim. It's not mewling anymore now, it's just standing there shivering, tiny with its hair glossed flat. I can't stop now, so I get aboard in a big rock. I pick the kitten up and it's all wet and sticky and I throw it back in the bucket. Then I slam the board on top and weigh it down to the rock. It's only a little thing, but I can hear it banging against the side of the bucket and scratching at the board. And it goes on forever. After a while, I go back inside and sit down and wait, watching the clock. I wait a full hour and then I go back outside. The board is still on top of the bucket, way down by the rock, and it's quiet. It's really still. And it's too quiet, and I can't go near it. So I go back inside and act weird for the rest of the night. My mother found it the next day. She made me look at it before she buried it. Then she said I could get into big trouble, but it was okay. She wouldn't tell anyone. I finally confessed to Fred.
It's only a bloody kitten.
Then Fred showed me a poem about drowning kittens.
Isn't it better for him now, glossy and dead?
The poem made me feel sad, but it made me feel better as well.
Alice wants to see everything at once. If she could, she would cover the whole world with floodlights, but you can't see anything that way. You have to focus. You need a tight spotlight on one thing. And then if you're lucky, you might see something. Just focus on one detail and nothing else matters. Alice! Alice, you there?
I'm here. I don't like this.
Focus.
I don't like this.
If we were smaller, we could see what the table is made of.
The table is made of wood.
If we were smaller, we could see what the wood is made of.
Wood is made of wood.
No. It's not. It's made of tiny little atoms.
What holds them all together?
We do, because we believe they're held together to make a table.
I believe in tables.
I believe in tables too. If we were smaller,
We could see all the tiny particles of air floating above the table.
Could I count them?
No, there would be too many.
How many?
I don't know.
But I could I count them?
Focus! If we were smaller still, there'd be only one particle of air.
Just one?
Fred and Alice on one particle of air?
Just one?
Just one?
I think I'd like that.
Your mother's banging on the door.
What do you think you're playing at? This isn't a game. Do you hear me? Answer me, damn it. I hate you, Fred. Do you know that?
I don't mind.
You can't take her away.
You can't keep her.
She's all I have.
She's all I have.
Well, she needs looking after.
She can look after herself.
No, she can't.
I can look after
her. Oh, can you, Fred?
Yes.
And who look after you?
Who look after you?
Oh. Who will look after me?
You come visit us.
I will.
On Tuesdays and Saturdays.
I could come and cook dinners.
On Tuesdays and Saturdays.
I could help.
On Tuesdays and Saturdays.
All right, Fred. I'm not a bitch, Fred.
Okay. Alice's mother drove us to our new house.
But Fred said she couldn't come in because it was a Wednesday. Bye, Mammy!
Bye, Mammy.
Our house!
It started with a pizza box.
14-inch thin crust pepperoni.
And two empty Coke cans.
One Diet, one regular.
Then another pizza box.
14-inch thin crust pepperoni.
And two more cans of Coke.
As before.
Then another pizza box.
14-inch meat feast. Tired of pepperoni already.
By the end of the week, the table is full.
And we're sick of pizza.
What to do?
I can cook pasta and sauce.
I pushed everything to the floor to make room.
4 days later and there isn't a pot left in the house.
And the sink is full.
What now?
Chipper!
Big tasty with bacon.
Double quarter pound with cheese.
Large fries and Coke with everything.
Whopper, Angus and a big king.
Taco fries, onion rings and nuggets.
Zingers and chicken and buckets.
Two Cokes and everything.
Closed?
Found a microwave.
I like the microwave.
Even Fred can cook in the microwave.
And ready meals.
So many ready meals.
It's endless.
Chicken curry with rice.
Chicken Jaffarizo rice.
Chicken korma rice.
Chicken tikka masala rice.
Chicken rice, Chinese style.
Beef hot pot.
Roast beef and gravy.
Beef lasagna.
Carbonara beef.
And red white casserole.
Sweet and sour chicken.
Sweet chili chicken.
Chicken balti.
Chicken chow mein.
Chaison chicken and noodles.
College pie.
Cumberland sausage
Shepherd's
pie. Fisherman's pie.
Ocean pie.
Ocean crumble.
Tesco light chicken choice.
And prawn paella.
Crispy salad. So many ready meals.
I never be hungry again.
And 2 liter bottles of Coke.
One Diet, one regular.
I can't see the floor anymore.
And that's just because you're getting fat. Sorry.
Soon it's up to my waist and I have to weigh it everywhere.
My mother came to visit. Hi, Mammy. But Fred wouldn't let her in.
Couldn't open the door. Bye, Mammy.
We're up to our necks in it now and I'm starting to get nervous.
Soon we're awash in a sweltering sea of empty bottles and cartons.
Papers and plastic.
We tried to push it back.
To take back what is ours.
Till it looms over
growing
us,
every day.
Solid as a landslide.
Then one night when we were trying to wade to bed,
it comes crashing over us like a tidal wave.
All of a sudden I'm under. And it's dark. And peaceful. But I can't breathe. I start to kick out for the surface and nearby I can hear Fred do the same. I swim up through pizzas and anchovies, up and up through shoals of sandwich wrappers. I'm nearly through when I get caught in a riptide of uneaten crispy salad and I'm dragged under again.
Crispy salad.
I manage to fight my way clear and just when I think my lungs are going to explode, I break through the surface. I tread rubbish and take deep, gasping breaths as Fred does the backstroke.
I like it.
It's nice up here. But we're too close to the light bulb and my skin is beginning to blister. We can't live like this, Fred.
I like it up here.
But I'm burning up. Save me, Fred. Fred takes a deep breath and dives down into the depths. 3 times he dives and the last time he comes up he has a triumphant look in his eye.
I pulled the plug.
And slowly the room begins to spin and the levels begin to drop. And faster and faster. And it's turning into a giant whirlpool. Round and round and down and down. And I'm afraid we're going to be sucked down the drain. Faster and faster and down and down and round and round. And faster and faster and down and down and down and down and down. And then we spill out into the garden.
We tried to keep the place a bit tighter after that.
Then we lived happily ever after. Because me and Fred discovered that the way to be happy is to accept your limitations. You accepted their limitations, didn't you, Fred?
No.
Fred? Fred!
What?
We don't need headphones anymore, Fred. No one's banging on the door.
No one's banging on the door.
No one's banging on the door.
No one's banging on the door.